This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Never settle. Unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips. Experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Zach Wolchuk alongside Brian Broaddus. And again, just want to remind you, this Saturday at Hurtado Barbecue, their new location in Dallas, we'll have a live edition of Love of the Star. Myself, Zach Wolchuk, alongside Brian Broaddus, and the third member of our crew, Eric Chiafalo. Maybe we even get our producer, Peyton Russell, out there. Maybe Pepe makes an appearance, but we'll be doing some Q&A with you. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk draft, and we'll talk all things Dallas Cowboys. But now let's slide into our Dean Julia mailbag, where we ask questions from you when it comes to Love of the Star. And some of these questions regard the offensive line here, Brian. Sure. Julian Garcia wants to know, if the Cowboys wanted to move BB to guard, who's the top prospect to draft at center? And we've discussed this, and this is not a – like last year you brought up Graham Barton. There were a lot of centers we liked, whether it was Frazier from West Virginia. I mean, BB was a guy I looked at him as a guard, but I thought he had the capability to play center just because I loved the player so much. I was like, any way to get him on the team, I'm down. But there was a variety of centers we were throwing out last year in the first two rounds. This year, you look at Jake Majors from Texas – but otherwise, I mean, there is not a lot of centers that have you thinking, man, I'm going to be able to draft this guy and move Cooper Beebe.
Yeah, I think this is one of those groups that it's very, very light. USC has this. I mean, I haven't seen, and I've looked at 110 players, and
two centers.
Well, I'm, just now studying the center at getting ready to study the center at Georgia. Mm-hmm. And so, it's one of those things where you're kind of in that situation where, if you haven't seen a center by now, you're probably not going to see a center, and so that's the issues that I'm running into is that, and I mentioned the center from Georgia, Jared Wilson, is who I am looking at. But, it is a very, very, very thin group. And there's some people that maybe think that you could maybe some of these tackle guards. I know, Bo, who is, people have talked about is, he's kind of a lighter guy. When you start to talk about, do you want a guy? How do you want the athletic? This is Marcus Bowe from Purdue, and he's 6'5", he's 300 pounds, but he's a starting right tackle at Purdue, and he's probably going to project inside. He's a smaller guy physically, and you might have to, project him even to play as a center. He is a really, really, really good athlete, but when there's not that many centers on the board, you might have to make some projections. And Bo from Purdue might be that guy that moves all the way from tackle all the way inside to play center.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, the other guy, I mean, and I brought him up because he stood out at the Shrine Bowl, but this is probably a day three pick. Thomas Perry's a guy that I've seen.
Yeah.
You know, that's a small school dude. He's a true center out of Middlebury, 6'2", 311. Jake Majors, Jared Wilson from Georgia, who took over. Yeah. This was his first year playing center there. McLaughlin, the Ohio State kid, would be another name. But overall, I mean, none of these guys are like, man, I got to have this dude. Yeah. I feel great about moving Cooper Beebe.
Yeah, they've got to, you know, if you're going to move, and we'll see what happens with, you know, with the Brock Hoffman situations and TJ Bass and stuff like that. I mean, we'll see how that all shakes. But I think you've invested a year in Cooper Beebe. Now, unless the coaches come in and the new coaches come in and they say, hey, we think he's a better guard. We project him to play guard. And I'm talking about Cooper Beebe, you probably wouldn't make that move. You'd probably just go ahead and leave him at center. You've already invested the time in him, and there's some quality tape of him playing it at a high level.
Mr. Vallejos wants to know, what areas would you like for Dallas to attack in free agency over linebacker. The draft? And it's linebacker. and you had an awesome during Krusty's Corner yesterday. Like, you brought up some players and the projected like value versus what they earned and how they overperformed. And what and I think for us, like as a show, not only is linebacker weak in the draft, linebacker's a big time need because of the Overshown injury, but Nick Bolton, Frisco Lone Star, Kansas City Chief, like maybe $15 million a year. Again, this would be the Cowboys going outside of their comfort zone and kind of changing their approach to free agency. But maybe it's you bring back Eric Kendricks. I don't know if he wants to come back without Mike Zimmer here, but Nick Bolton's the best dude on the market for me. Dre Greenlaw also from the Niners, but they probably want to try and bring him back to San Francisco.
Yeah, and you mentioned Bolton, and this was one of my guys from Missouri, you know, several years ago when we were doing draft show stuff, and really felt like, you know, he was a little bit of a smaller guy, but man, he has a nose for the football. You mentioned his value to, you know, he doesn't make, by NFL standards for how well he plays, he doesn't make a huge salary, but his value for the position is about a $9 million player. And so now, are you interested? Now you look at guys like with Oso Digizua, you look at Golston. Now, to the value of a Golston is very similar to the value of a Nick Bolton. Give me Nick Bolton all day. You know, give me, if you're going to tell me I got to spend, you know, $9 to $12 million on a player, give me Nick Bolton over Golston all day. And to be honest with you, Zach, I think I would take him over Oso Digizua to, you know, if that was the case. But, you know, Oso's going to get paid very, very well. Now, people are going to look at it and say, is this a kind of a one-year situation? He finally got over the hump of, like, wearing – he always wore down in week 12, week 13, and then the other three, 4 weeks, he wasn't as good of a player. He fought his way through all that. He became a better player overall for the whole entire season. But now you're talking about a guy is a one-year player. You know, Golston, one-year player. Jordan Lewis has a little bit more of a history there. But, yeah, I would look at Nick Bolton very, very strongly if I was Dallas Cowboys. And I think overall you're going to have to look at the free agents market in the linebacker, because the draft just does not provide the depth that we've seen in the past.
No, it doesn't. And you see some guys, like I'm looking here over the cap, just based on percentage of snaps played, like who would be some other names? Obviously, Zach Bond, who just was a massive free agent addition.
Yeah.
Can you find your own Zach Bond? Like Ernest Jones, who's a linebacker out of Seattle. I don't know what the market's going to be for him. Cody Barton played over 91% of the snaps, was good there with the Denver Broncos. Maybe their scouting department evaluates a guy who's not going to be quite as expensive. But absolutely, if you want to know, hey, I'm signing a guy, because the fear is you're paying, you know, great money to a good player, I think that's a dude that you're going to be getting the return on your investment in Nick Bolton if you want to go and sign a premium free agent linebacker
person. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think Nick Bolton, he is one of those guys that when he's in the lineup, he is going to make everybody around him better. He's just that type of player. And you know, like I say, a little bit of a shorter guy, but man, you look at his nose for the ball. You look for his ability to make plays. He's played in huge games and been successful. So we'll see. I'd be interested to see. I was talking with some scouts. You know, they haven't had that meeting yet. And now that they have the staff really complete, they could sit down and talk with Eberflus and the coaches and say, okay, what type of players are you looking for? And Flus could tell them, I need this type of a three technique or an under tackle. I need this kind of a Mike linebacker. I need this kind of a rush end. I need this kind of a safety. Now they have their marching orders to be able to sit down and be able to, maybe there's some players that they gave them a grade of not for us. And now they have to go back and relook at some players that maybe they were at Nebraska or Iowa or Ohio State that were not for them, that fit the mold of what their coaches want. And, you know, so that's something they're going to have to work on right now.
Another question we got here on Love of the Star from John Albrecht. If the Cowboys got wiped out at 12, who are you picking between Kelvin Banks, the offensive lineman out of Texas, and Walter Nolan, the defensive tackle out of Ole Miss? No trading back in the scenario. You've got to pick one of the two.
I would probably take Banks is what I would do. Yeah. And to me, and the late tape on Banks has not been great. And I know there's some people that, you know, are saying, well, Brian, he was hurt. I know you talked about it yesterday on our show, and rightfully so. You know, he was banged up with the ankle, and they probably, but you know, there's some things about Nolan that will absolutely excite you. And then there's things that will scare you to death. And, you know, and John asked a really good question, because I think both these players give me pause when they, you know, when you say, okay, if I had to take one or the other, it gives me pause, because I really wouldn't want to take one or the other. Now, I will say this though, you know, put my feet to the fire. Banks, to me, I like the way he fits. I think he could be I think he could play guard. I know people still have him at tackle. We'll see, but I think he's got that kind of ability. I'm not just kicking the kid to the curb, but Nolan, man, I mean, Nolan can fit. Is that three technique? I mean, he could, if you lose Oso Digizua, this guy could be, could be pretty good. The problem is though, do you feel good enough about his consistency? And I think that lacks it.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At times.
I just pulled up my notes on Walter Nolan, and what it's all about. It's all like, man, he has good burst off the line, just not consistent enough, right? Yeah. It's okay. He needs to probably add a little bit of pass rush moves. If he gets moved sideways, it's game over for him. He can get stood up. A lot of it is just you see flash and splash plays, but it's just not a down in, down out. I mean, I would take Banks between the two, but I just have a gut feeling we're going to get closer to the draft, and there's going to be a lot of whispers about the Walter Nolan love in that building at the Star in Frisco. And we are probably going to have a real conversation that he could be the pick at number 12 for the Cowboys, because he does kind of fit the mold of what Eberflus likes from that position as well.
No question. And that's the discussion. And, the scouts that have that area, there's going to be a big discussion, because you do see, gosh, and I hate the word flash, especially in scouting, because flash means, okay, you saw it, but then you don't see it for three or four other plays, and at 12, I mean, just give me the best player that's the healthiest, that character-wise is fine, but a guy that I know I could plug in there and I don't have to worry about right now. He's just going to go play. And he's going to be consistent doing it. And I think both those players, Banks and Nolan, lack a little consistency in some areas. Not saying they're poor players, just saying they give me a little bit of that if you're getting wiped out and that's your choices and you can't trade back, well, I'll take Banks in that situation.
Yeah, I'll throw another dart along the offensive line. And I'll say this, defensive tackle, super deep group, to where you might double dip in this draft. Like if there's a position to double dip, go ahead and do that at D tackle. Cause I've got guys in the fifth round that I've watched now that I feel pretty good about when it comes to D tackle.
Yeah. The one technique and the three techniques are definitely, kind of scattered through the board. Whether it's in that, first round, second round, third round, and if you're right, fourth round, you could find you a quality one and a quality three.
Okay, final mailbag question here. And I didn't, Dean Julio, where are you? Okay, I'm looking for you here. Now, I will say I posted this a little late today. I'm sorry. Okay. I might not have given you enough heads up, but we'll get you. Hopefully you come on out. If you're in the area, you can come out to Hurtado and party with us on Saturday. Okay, this is from Sal. Are we going to be looking up at the Eagles and the Commanders for years to come in this division now?
You know what? I think that I think that there's things that the Commanders, with the cap space, the aggressive, they'll have an aggressive general manager too. From he's from the 49ers. He saw what he saw what his team could do with this quarterback. They got quality wide receiver. He can improve the offensive line. He's got to get better on defense over there with the Commanders. Sure. I could absolutely I believe this is the worst roster that Jaden Daniels is going to play with in his career with the Commanders. I think their roster is only going to get better. And then we all know about Howie and what he will do. Howie every day, and this was my analogy of Howie, and I said this on Twitter, he's desperate. And people think desperate is a bad word. No, he's desperate in a way of making his team better every day. He wakes up desperate to make them better. It's a passion. It's a drive for him. And, the Super Bowl, that just fuels you to try and do more. That worked. What else can I do? Can I take a different angle? Can I take a different approach? Can I get a different player? His team is going to turn over. They lost their coordinator already to the Saints. There's going to be turnover there. No team is the same. And now the challenge is to try and build a team that was just as good as the one you just had. And Howie, I think, is up to that. So, the Commanders, absolutely. Eagles, absolutely. Dallas is right now is probably third in this division when it comes to how you're going to look at these teams going into 2025.
Yeah, the roster's fallen behind. It's going to take the Cowboys winning this offseason, and the Eagles are coming off one of the best offseasons I can remember in the history of the sport with what they were able to do in the draft. They got impact players in the first two rounds to address the secondary. They crushed it with the linebacker signing. And then a lot of the guys had internal growth as well that they've drafted for the last couple of years. The Cowboys are going to need a lot of that, but they're going to have to hit a home run in the draft, and they're probably going to have to do more than just, man, we hit on Eric Kendricks in free agency. Yeah. They have so many holes to fill. They've got a lot of work to do this offseason, because I agree with you 100%. Commanders aren't going anywhere, and you got the Super Bowl champs in your division now. Now, Dak yesterday did say, when he was talking to the media, I feel like we've competed with the Eagles and beat them for the most part when we've played them. I don't want to say check the record when the other guys are holding the trophy, so credit to them. They've earned it, and they deserve it by all means. But, yeah, we're very close, and the Cowboys do. The Cowboys compete well within the division. There's no question about that. Heck, they beat the Commanders once this year. They did lose twice to the Eagles, but when Dak plays filthy, they usually do come out on top. He does have a winning record, but right now there is such a gap to me, again, with the roster. They've got to close that if they want to have a serious chance to compete for the division again.
Yeah, Philadelphia is clearly better at the offensive line. They're clearly better at skill positions. They're clearly better in the secondary. I think it's a little bit closer there. I shouldn't say better, but I think they're better with Cooper DeJean and Mitchell. There, and you know, Dallas secondary's banged up. You know, their safety's Blankenship. Gardner Johnson, I could probably replace. That might be something Howie might try and do. But you look at overall, you know, their front seven better than yours. You know, we'll see. Micah's the wild card. Micah gives you a chance here. But yeah, there was a time in June where you might have sat down before the season and said, they're better here, you're better here. Wash, better here. You know, now I don't think you can say that. And I think a lot of it has to do with how those players, like, you know, the Smith and Carter and Davis and all those guys, they've gotten better. Those guys were kind of at a certain level, and then they've all elevated their game. And that's really made the big, big difference. And that, and having Vic Fangio as their defensive coordinator, has helped them a ton.
You are listening to the Love of the Star podcast. The Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credit plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.